Hello everyone and welcome to this special edition of Facebook Live here on Walter's Wanderings Facebook page, checking off your bucket list since 2014. My name is Scott Walters and I'm in my backyard because what better place to be when the weather's nice than your backyard? Well, actually when the weather's nice, you'd like to be just about anywhere, of course. So I'm just going to chill and wait for people to step on in. We'll give a couple minutes for that. These things are archived for future use, so I have to vamp here. So while I'm vamping, let me tell you that this is my anniversary month. I did start as a travel advisor back in May of 2014, and I've been pleased to be able to send people on trips to all types of places all over the world in the intervening 7 years. I've been working really hard to get you to where you want to go and to check off your own bucket list. So what I'm doing is I'm giving you the presents because it is my anniversary month. So what here it is, if you book a qualifying trip and you go on the qualifying trip and you travel on your qualifying trip, upon your return from your qualifying trip, I will give you either a $25 gift card to your favorite business establishment or $50 towards future travel with Walter's Wandering Travel. So the deal is simply this. And it's really simple. The actual trip itself needs to be 4 days or more. That's right, 4 days or more. And has to come in with a retail value of $1,000 or more, not including air and not including insurance. In a lot of cases, it's not real difficult to do 4 days and to do $1,000 if you go to many locations around the world. Yeah, there are going to be some trips that don't qualify, but you know, if you twist my arm, maybe I'll find some crumbs for you or some bling. So that is my my 7th anniversary present for you. The 7-year itch is underway, and we hope to have you be able to join the many, many, many wonderful, happy clients of Walter's Wanderings Travel over the last 7 years. And to be able to go ahead and enjoy yourself. So, travel in 2021, it is really quite something. It is really quite different. It is something that is, they say unprecedented, and actually in many ways it is. Well, by the way, if you have any questions or anything, shoot them in the comments section. I'll see if I can find them. Let me see. Is there any comments yet? Oh, there we go. I see the comment section here, so I'm going to take that down. But if you have a comment or something, or you want to say something, let me know. I'll answer the question. And if I don't answer it, well, we have this as a resource, and I can certainly get the answer to you. So 2021 has really been something else for travel, because things are starting to open up. But they're not opening up enough in order to have everyone be in a proper way. So let me explain what I'm talking about. In many places, the actual capacities are less than 100%. Many locations, New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, 50% is your capacity. So if you only have 50% capacity in your locations, obviously if people want to travel, and of course they all do, there's a pressure there. There's the obvious pressure of supply and demand. So what I embarked to do is to help guide you through this. Now, one way to help you is to go ahead and make sure that you are getting the very best value and you are going to the destinations that are overlooked and not overbooked. And I have plenty of those available at my disposal. So I'm happy to help guide you to places that are going to be a little bit less pressured to get you in. Sometimes even if you want to go to a city, say you want to go to Boston, but the Boston hotels are all jammed up, well, I'll send you out 15, 20 miles away. Yeah, you have to deal with the traffic to get into town, or you can go ahead and take the public transportation, which I can help advise you on. But you're there, you're someplace not far away. Sometimes they're hidden gems. Sometimes these suburban locations have, you know, reasonable accommodations. They have pools that are open. They have reasonable facilities nearby. And you'll be surprised what you'll be able to find. So that's an example, something like Boston. New York, you can be suburban to New York City and not have to fight all the New York stuff. You can even go to some underrated places. Cleveland and Pittsburgh are definitely underrated. And they're not so pressurized to have people to come. So from New York, these are certainly options you can choose. As far as getting rental homes for the summer, we have to find them. And fortunately, I do have a way to cast my nets and help you with that. And with that, you get my advocacy. So that's important. And also, you need to find out that driving to some of these places is just fine. To Virginia Beach, it's 6 hours. To Ocean City, Maryland, it's about five. You'll be able to go ahead and make your way to these great places and be able to do these kind of family trips where you're in your own pod. Because I think that's another important thing to tell you about. The fact that people are vacationing in their own pods is important, and it's great in a way. If you do a rental home somewhere on a beach or somewhere else, near Colonial Williamsburg or whatever, you can find your way to find a 5 or 6 bedroom home, and you can go ahead and buy some groceries and split the cooking chores and all of that. A lot of families do this anyways, but I think this is going to be a bigger trend in the summer of 2021. Now let's talk about cruises for a second. Cruises are really important because it's coming back, and you have to know the numbers. Over 450,000 people have already cruised in Europe since COVID came, and in all those cruises of 450,000 people of cruisers, and we're not talking the crew members on the ships, we're looking at less than 50 cases of the COVID-19 positive tests. So if you do the math, that's about 0.1%, which is really a ridiculously low number. So when several other cruise lines have indicated they're going to be operating this summer, we have Celebrity operating from both Greece and from St. Martin. We have Norwegian operating from Jamaica. We also have other operating from the Bahamas. We have some cruise lines that are operating. Now, they do have their own restrictions and all. And look, I understand it. I get it. It may not be your cup of tea. But you still can go ahead and cruise. And space is filling up because, again, they're not doing full capacity cruises, which is actually, in some cases, going to be good for you. They will be basically fully staffed, although my guess is they probably won't be 100% staffed as if it was 100% capacity on the ship. And there will be some changes in things like the buffets and all. But overall, cruising is still a very viable option for you this summer. But you have to hop on board in a hurry. Also available to you are the Caribbean. All-inclusive resorts in the Caribbean are about 50% capacity. There has been some pressure on airline fares, and we'll talk about airlines and rental cars in a second, but airline fares, we have issues with that, but the actual resorts themselves, they're pricing very well. If you got a small group of 5 rooms to some venues, I can actually make groups out of that, 5 rooms. Which is only like 10 people, so if you have an extended family and you want to go away and you have your passports, we can make that happen for you even this summer. Cancun is pricing particularly well. Dominican Republic is pricing particularly well. There are plenty of resorts for every budget and every lifestyle choice. If you like great active resorts, I've got those. If you want resorts where you just want to sit and have the fruity drink in your hand, I have those resorts. If you want something with a little accent on food, I have those resorts. If you want something adults only, I have those resorts. If you want something family friendly, I have those resorts. So they're all there, and they're all welcoming. They're very welcoming. The COVID protocols are very strict for the most part, but not overbearing. Basically, in most all of them, the mask wearing is only when you're indoors in transit to your location. But once you get to your location and get settled in, masks are off, so it's pretty simple that way. Masks are not needed when you're at the swimming pools and so forth and so on. So that's the story with the all-inclusive. So we have a lot of great things available to you this summer, and we want to make sure you take advantage of them. Now let's talk about airfare for a second. Oh my goodness. Air is a bear. It always is a bear, but this summer it's really a bear. The only good news I can tell you about airfare is change fees are not happening still. But there's a lot of pressure on airfares, especially to the popular destinations. I don't need to list the popular destinations because you know what they are because they're popular to you too. But you have to understand the airfare pressure is tight. And a lot of times there have been air changes, especially on some of the more complicated routings. And so you'll get stuck with a layover you weren't expecting. And there's nothing I can do about it because it's the airline that screws you, not your travel advisor, me. So you want to go ahead and you want to make sure we get the proper airfare for you. Unfortunately, I am in a position to help in many ways to make sure you're getting the very best air going in and out from wherever you're going. So that's airfare. Now, the other thing that's sort of married with that is the rental car crisis. And it is a crisis. Rental cars are in a crisis. Let me tell you that even to a popular destination, rental car prices are basically through the roof. You almost need to have your firstborn to give away when you go ahead to the rental car counter, which really, really, really sucks. All right? I just quoted, and I'm sending some people on a house hunting trip, but they're adding a visit to a relative in Georgia, and they're going from Georgia to Florida. And I can tell you that rental car was like, oh my God. For 1 week, oh my God. It's like, and it's an economy car. It's like, oh my God. It has a comma in it. The price has a comma in it. Oh my God. It's more money than the rest of their trip, I think. And that's the whole point. So rental cars are really a pain in the butt right now. Because here's what happened. When COVID hit, the rental car companies took a huge hit. They were one of the industries that really took a beating. And so they sold off a lot of their inventory. So now that people are wanting to go back and rent cars, there's no inventory. So it's a real pain in the butt. So let's see. We've covered what's going on with getting you there, what's going on with hotels, talking about underappreciated, underbooked places to go to. I have many of them. You'd be surprised. But the biggest thing is you really have to book early. Let me give you my example. And it breaks my heart to give it to you because it happens to me. It happened to me. So I decided, well, my wife and I decided we were going to take the kids up to Lake George for Memorial Day weekend. So last week, I searched around and darn it. The first three places I wanted to go to that were right on the lake were all sold out. Literally all sold out. Remember, 50% capacity, gone. Memorial Day weekend, gone. Gone before the end of April. Gone like the 23rd, 4th of April. So I decided to book a place that was across the road from the lake. Literally, you walk across Canada Street, which is like their main drag. It's Route 9D if you're keeping score at home. You come across that street and then boom, you have your lake access, right? Wife looked at it and said, no, we're not going. All right, so we're not going. So I cancel that out. Someone else can have that room, and we're not going to Lake George. Now, what am I doing Memorial Day weekend? Well, we'll figure it out. My guess is that we'll find some places for the kids to go kayaking because they got kayaks for Christmas. So we'll blow up the inflatable kayaks and we'll go kayaking somewhere. We'll still make a go of it. Maybe we'll go to a local amusement park if it's open. We'll figure it out. But the bottom line is simply this. You really got to book early. And you got to understand that there could be disappointment. You could be on the outside looking in. So I'm trying to help your sanity for the summer of 2021. It's a tough summer. Look, Disney's still not opened all of their facilities yet. Their hotels are not all open. Their restaurants all aren't open. They're still working at, you know, 35% capacity, even though that's what they announced. It could be a little bit different. They announced 35% capacity for the Disney parks, and it's really putting a lot of pressure on folks. And that's an example. Again, cruise ships, yes, there are some going. There are some of the smaller cruise ship companies going, even to Alaska. You could try a land tour to Alaska. Those are actually pretty great. You fly into Anchorage, and you can go land touring. There are many, many great places in the United States to go to. The Southwest, there's places, Sedona, access from there to the south rim of the Grand Canyon. You can go to Flagstaff, you can go to Winslow, Arizona and stand on the corner. That's a great option. I'm sending a client there later this month. We have other options in the United States. We have places to go to like South Padre Island, Corpus Christi in Texas. We have places to go to on the Gulf Coast of Florida, which are a little bit more quiet and mellow. We could send you to New Orleans. We can send you to Memphis, we can send you to Nashville, we can send you to Pittsburgh, we can send you to Cleveland, we can send you anywhere you want. I can even send you on trips with your favorite baseball team on the road. So if you like the New York Mets, you can go watch them when they play in Washington. You can watch them when they play in Atlanta later this year. I'm happy to do that for you. But remember these things. As a travel advisor, I am there for you from the time you contact me to the time you get home. And even after that, I'm able to be an advocate for you. Look, sometimes you'll get a room at a resort that doesn't even come close to qualifying to what the description is. I posted it on my page earlier today. The travel advisor went ahead, called the resort and said, "What the hell are you doing to my client?" 30 minutes later, the client was moved to a room that was much, much better. Can you call Travelocity? Can you call Cheap Caribbean? Can you call Expedia? Can you call any of those people and expect the same service? Can you call Costco even if they bribe you with their little gift card? Well, you can call them. Is anything going to happen? Absolutely not. You have the power of me behind you. The fact that I can go ahead and squawk to thousands of other travel agents on my social media groups that I belong to. These are all important points. I really want to express to you that having me in your back pocket is huge. Plus, I don't cost you any more money than if you go ahead and book with any of those places I mentioned. I do not cost any more money than Expedia, than Travelocity, than Costco, than any others. What they sometimes do is they will take from the commission that they build into the prices that they would pay me. The places where, you know, pay me commission, and they build it into the prices. And it's between 10 and 15% depending on the vendor, or my travel partner. So if you're paying $100, for each $100 of hotel room you pay, $10 is directly to the venue or to the Expedia or to the Travelocity. And they don't care. Because they're a company. They don't care. They're not a person. They're not in their backyard. They're at some call center with, you know, the usual call center crap. So it doesn't cost any more to use me. All right? I'm there for you as an advocate. I know stuff. I keep on top of the protocols all the time. Look, I checked Expedia early today for something, and they didn't have the protocols up for the venue. They just said click here, and it was outdated. So I really want you to consider that. So, bottom line, this is my anniversary month, and I'm very pleased to have been in business for 7 years. I'm very pleased to come out of COVID alive. I'm very pleased to make sure that you can go ahead and take your vacation that you deserve to take, be it in 2021, 2022. Cruise lines are actually booking into 2023 and, dare I say it, 2024. I'm not making this up. In many cases, a small deposit or even a credit card hold will hold your space on any type of vacation. For example, Disney World is $200. Per room. A cruise can vary from $125 to $250 a person. It depends on the cruise line. Other places, it depends. Sometimes you have to pay for the air up front. Sometimes you don't. It depends on the vendor and the situation. But the bottom line is a small deposit indeed does hold your cost. And it holds your space, more importantly. So you win both ways. So you have me, you have that, you have a small deposit, you have layaway, you can make your payments as you wish until the final payment date. And that's the bottom line. And remember, my anniversary month, take a qualifying trip. The qualifying trip, again, 4 nights, $1,000 or more, not including airfare, not including insurance. When you return, you'll get a $25 gift card to the place of your choice. I don't care what business it is. Wherever you want to get a $25 gift card to, I'll send it to you. Or you can get $50 credit towards a future trip. I do have my wonderful trip to Iceland in November with Chris Cimino. You might want to hop on that. $2,700 per person plus less than $700 for airfare. And the airfare to Iceland right now is about $1,500 a person round trip. So I've got a real good bargain on that. Again, something you can't do if you try to go with the gnome or whatever. That is coming up in November. I have posted it on my page. I think it's a pinned post on my page, so make sure you take a look at it. It's a great trip. It's educational. You can take the kids, and they might be able to do a little remote learning during the day, and they can see the northern lights at night, so it'd be pretty cool. So, again, get in touch to start wandering, all right? I really appreciate it. You know where to find me, 845-558-1225. You can email me at scott@walterswanderingstravel.com. That's walterswanderingstravel.com. Or you can send me a PM, send a smoke signal, you can come to my backyard, I'll give you a beer. If you're of the legal age, of course. So I look forward to working with you, not only this May, but for many Mays to come. I'll be back with another edition of this next week, because even if you didn't participate tonight, you might want to participate in the future. And I'll talk about something more specific next week. I'm going to let you figure out what that is, but I'll probably tease it later this week. All right, take care. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you for watching, whether you watched live or whether you watched not live or whether you're going to watch later. But you know how it goes. Thank you so much. Bye.